Please be aware that calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Thank you for calling RDI. This is Tammy. How can I help you?
Hi, is Garrett available, please?
He's just actually on the other line at the moment. How are you, Nancy?
Good. How are you, Tammy?
I'm doing well.
Seems like forever, doesn't it?
I know. How have you been?
Good. Everything's good. Crazy, but good. I can't believe it's mid-October already. Isn't that crazy?
I'm so sad because I love October, and Halloween's my favorite, and I feel like it's...
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh,
I love Halloween.
Oh, me too. I love
I'm
any holiday.
I'm pretty sure I have watched a scary movie or some type of horror film or something like that for at least 3 or 4 days a week. Every week.
Hocus was on over the weekend.
Oh, I love Hocus Pocus. The Sanderson sisters are my spirit animal.
Isn't that crazy? I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. And that's not really a Halloween type thing, but I'm like, oh my
but it
God,
is.
I
it
love
just,
this
it,
movie.
It gets in your feels, you know?
I know. It's like family friendly. I'm like, yeah, love this. Now, do you dress up for Halloween? Well, obviously, you dress up for Halloween. What do you this year?
Oh, you know, I haven't done anything. I actually haven't dressed up in quite some time. So, funny story. My best friend growing up in high school, her parents own a haunted house. So, I actually used to work the haunted house for, at least 12 years of my life. During that time period. So I've definitely done my fair share of dressing up and, you know, doing makeup and all that kind of stuff. So I like it and I enjoy it, but I always find it hard to choose between what kind of dress up do I actually want to do. I'm more of a makeup person, you know?
Oh, that's really intriguing, though. Makeup's like the hardest part. It really
it's
is. Everyone can throw clothes on and, yep. Anyone can throw clothes on.
It's
true.
It's
the hardest part. Yep. Like, cause I have two kids, and they used to love, they weren't like, I go, they'd go, someone go, well, just throw on your jersey and come, and they go, no, I need a real costume. It's like always something to laugh at. We're always like ordering something. And
right.
You know, way ahead of time, because the kids would say, no, Mom, that's going to be sold out. I'm like, okay, here you go.
You're like, great.
They, you know, they want a few, you know, best costumes, you know, and they still, I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but they were, you know, I don't know if they'll do it this year. They just like getting together, and, you know, we have friends that do a party, and people
yeah.
Like, what's your name?
How old are your kids?
22 and 24.
Oh, my God. You don't sound like you could be that old, so let's be
oh
honest.
Oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. Well, you either, because when you said when I was in high school, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it couldn't be that long ago. You know?
Oh, my gosh, it was long enough. It was long enough.
No. I say the same thing, 22, 24, blessed. And they're really, you know, they're great kids. They both,
yeah.
22-year-old, my son just graduated in May and got a very lucrative job, and the 24-year-old is my daughter. And she graduated the May before because she was in a 6-year doctorate program. So she does very well, too. She's funny. She's
very,
you know,
smart
she's
kids, then.
Oh, thank you. They work hard at it. She's funny. I don't even know. She's funny. She just, I don't even know how to explain it without, but like, she's like, yeah, you know, they're young and they work and they're great and they're both in professional fields, but it's like, they're making this money now, and it's like, wow, I don't, you know, let's do this. Like my 24-year-old, oh, I'm still looking for Taylor Swift tickets for her. But she's got it, you know, I'm like, let's just get this. And she's like, no, I'm not paying that much for a ticket. I'm like, what?
I mean, Taylor Swift concert, though, I mean, it's worth going to at least.
No, it is. It is. And we were looking, but she's like her and they're going to Boston for some concert tomorrow to go over. But I just said to her today, I said, oh my gosh, I got an email that, you know, I said tickets went way down in price for Taylor Swift. She's in Miami this week because she has me checking on a regular basis. And I'm like, they went way down in price. And she goes to me, yeah, but is that with fees or without fees? And I'm like, who cares? You know what I mean?
There's going to be fees either way, so what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, because it's like the fees now for these tickets are like a little over $600 for like the tickets, like, you know, if the ticket's like $1,900, she crabs. She doesn't want to spend $600 in fees. I'm
right.
$3,000. I'm like, okay, whatever.
But the fees would be there whether the tickets went down in price or not, you know.
I know. That's what I said.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said, but they're fine. They're going to some concert in Boston, and they're always like, Mom, can you book us a room? And I'm like, yeah, and I booked in. The closest thing I thought was convenient enough. I think it was like a little over $700 a night, which, who cares? You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, who cares? And she goes, that much? I go, look. I said, you can pay less, but you're like, you know, 30 minutes away in the next town. Oh, no, Mom, that's real good. Thanks, Mom. And my son's like, Mom, that's okay. Thanks, Mom. I'm like, okay. They're funny. They are funny, but it's good. It's all good. I mean, she, you know, get up the other night. They were at a wedding last weekend, and she got up in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning. It's like, oh, my God. She had a wedding Saturday.
Right.
She came home, and 3 in the morning, she gets up and says, oh, my God, Yankees won tonight. They're in the playoffs. I'm getting tickets. Do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, I don't
well,
know.
Well, I mean, I will be adopted into your family if that's the case, because I'm a huge Yankees fan.
She went Tuesday. She looked. She got up. She had a wedding Saturday night. Apparently, they won Saturday. They're huge. Well, and I should say, she knew the picture because they won. And she said, do you want to go? And I said, let's see. I said, check with your dad. Check with your brother. My son didn't want to go. I said, I'm going to skip it because he's not going to go. So her and my husband went. No, her and my husband
so
went.
So jealous.
And
I'm trying to convince my dad to take me.
Oh, my gosh. They were in section 114. They got there a little ahead, and one of the players threw her a ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was like she was like a little past third base. I forgot who they said, but there's a picture. I have a picture.
Which game was it? The one on
Tuesday?
It
was on Tuesday. They won, and Judge won. And Judge hit
the home
run.
Yep,
and they won. Yep.
So that had to be, if it was third base, it was probably Jazz who threw her the ball.
I don't even know who it was because it was during warm-ups.
During warm-ups, okay.
Yep, they were there early enough doing warm-ups, yep, and they go across the street to the dugout. Yep.
So jealous.
Where everyone goes, yeah, yes, it is.
That is definitely my dream. I'm not going to
lie. Isn't that great? Yeah. Oh, the Yankees, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we go. You know, we do go, and it's, you know, and they like getting close. Or they're kids. They're fine.
I pretty much watch every game that I can.
So does my husband, right? I don't, obviously. I'm like, oh, is there a game on today? Oh, good, come on, go. We went to a fundraiser last night, and one of the guys at the fundraiser brought a 15-inch TV, and they were all watching the game. It was a cigar night fundraiser for one of the law enforcement agencies here, and we went, and they're out watching the game, but unfortunately, the bottom of the ninth, because I have
yep.
the bottom of it.
I know.
Yep. Mayhem happened. And
I yelled at my TV.
Yep.
I yelled.
I didn't really. The guys were watching. I didn't really watch, but you could hear when they screamed who did what.
Yep, and I definitely, I was like, okay, but at least there needs to be a little drama in October baseball. So at least there's a little drama, but now that it's happened and it's over, that means tonight's game just has to be smooth sailing.
Exactly.
And
right.
Games at 8:08 tonight. So I'm just like, okay, it's fine. It'll be fine. Everything's fine.
Nope. It's good. You're right. It's
yep.
good.
It'll be
happen.
Fine.
I think they can pull it through.
I do too.
You know.
I think it's the right year. It's the right time.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think Judge is one of my favorites this year.
I like him. I love Volpe. Volpe is one of my favorites.
Oh, yes.
He's
yes,
my guy.
Yes, yes.
He's just
he's 22?
So cute. Yeah. Well, he's 11.
Yeah.
His number's
okay.
11. He's the shortstop.
Okay.
But he's my...
Oh, no one beats Derek Jeter, though.
No. God, no. He's the best.
No, I know. Oh, my gosh, you're not kidding. We actually met him at a fundraiser. The kids have pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
They met him, and then a different fundraiser. They have paraphernalia or whatever, but they have, Mariana Rivera, I think.
Mo.
I know. But nice nice role models. You know
oh, very.
Judge.
Yes.
Nice. Yep. Very nice. Very, you know. Yep.
And I think that's what I love about the Yankees is they're all stand-up people. You know, they don't.
Yep.
If they get in trouble, they're gone. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, that's
yep.
how, that's, they carry themselves well. That's how they are.
Yep. And the organization, like, I know I'm older than you, but years ago the organization was like, no facial hair, you know what I mean? Now
no visible tattoos. I mean, they got away from that a little bit, but they're just, they're very stand-up people.
Yep.
And I love it.
That. But like you said, the stand-up, when they do an interview, you know, they speak eloquently, they're role models, it's, you understand, you know, I think it's great.
Me
too. I think it's great.
Me too. Yep. They're people to aspire to.
Yep. All is good.
Oh, I love it.
Have you guys been busy?
We have been. It's picking up a little bit more. You know, we're seeing more naturals. We're seeing more things go in and out the door, and I love that. It's definitely getting better.
Tim, I can't stand labs. I sell them. I sell lots of them.
Oh, my God. I hate them.
I can't put people buy them.
They're going down further and further in price, and it's getting ridiculous.
Isn't it? But the people are crazy.
Yep.
They are. I just got in for a customer. I just got in for a customer. It's crazy. He wanted a lab-created sapphire.
Oh, my gosh.
He was quoted a price of
$4,500.
Something we did. Right. Mike, close your mouth. It's all right. I think it was four. I know it was 4,000. I thought it was 4,500. Whatever it was, so he got quoted. Yeah, it was like 4,400. He got quoted for a lab created, a 3-carat lab. No, whatever it is. I gotta think. Okay, whatever it is. But anyhow, it was bigger than 3-carat. I'm sorry, but anyhow, lab created sapphire. He wanted green sapphire. Created green sapphire. He wanted cushion cut. Got quoted a price of $4,400. I looked it up and I found one. I think mine was $570.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I said, are you sure? And he said, yeah. And so Stellar, I went through Stellar. They had two of them. And I said, all right. They were. So they ended up having two of them. I got both in. And it was like $500, and I'm like, what? I felt bad even charging the guy.
Yeah.
As much as I did.
Right.
I did a nice little margin for charging that lunch. And I was talking with another jeweler friend of mine, and she says to me, she goes, well, you should have just took him $500 off. You would have looked like a hero. I said, I can't do that. I can't sleep at night.
Right. Like, ethically, it's like, no.
Right. I know. And I'm like, what? I just couldn't afford it, and he was going to buy it.
Yeah.
He was
heartbreaking.
To buy it.
No.
Isn't that terrible?
It is. It is. And I've heard horror stories about that. Like, I heard a horror story about somebody, and it was just 6 months ago, so it wasn't like a long time ago, but somebody went to Kay's, and they were going to charge this guy $10,000 for this ring, and it was only a 2-carat. It was only a 2-carat lab. They were going to charge him $10,000 for a ring in white gold. It wasn't platinum. In white gold with a simple band. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's not even worth $2,500 altogether.
But they're still buying it.
And it's insane.
They're still buying it. It's crazy. And I have someone that they wanted, I think I even told Garrett that they wanted a lab, and it was through Blue Nile, and it was $5,000 or $4,000, whatever. And it was like, I think it was costing me $700. No, yes, it was costing me $700. No, I think it's a little over $700 it was costing me. And I'm like, what?
Insane.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
And
they
love it, the Blue Nile. And I was comparing apples to apples, and it's like, no. Well, let me think about it. And I'm like saying to myself, I'm saving you $3,000 right off the bat, and you're still. I'm like, okay. I don't even bother anymore. I'm like,
insane.
No,
insane.
I'm just trying to focus on the gold market. That's why. It's like, that's crazy, too. But it's like, whatever it is, it is.
I know.
Yep. Gearing up for the holidays. It's so good.
I know. Well, what can I help you with, Nancy? Because I know
you're
calling.
Oh, I thought you were. No, I was returning. Garrett's called. I thought you were just keeping me on the phone because he was still on the phone. I was just returning his call.
Oh, he was on the phone, and now he walked away. But
that's all right. Tell him I said have a great weekend.
All right, all
no,
right.
No, he can
I
call
will.
Me back if he'd like. Tell
okay.
him he can call me back if he'd like. If not, there's nothing going on, and I will speak to him Monday. Have a great weekend. You have
all
a
right.
great weekend as well, and we'll catch
oh.
up on the Yankees on Monday.
Oh, 100%.
I'm hoping they pull this off. I know.
I think they will. I really do. I really do.
I do, too.
I have a good feeling.
Me, too. Me as well.
It's going to be
thank
World
you.
Series.
It was great catching up.
All right, Nancy. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.